This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees at Chittorgarh in Rajasthan. He dedicated the Mehsana-Bhatinda-Gurdaspur gas pipeline that has been built at a cost of about 4,500 crore rupees. The railway projects dedicated to the nation by the Prime Minister include the projects involving doubling of Chittorgarh Neemuch railway line and Kota-Chittorgarh electrified railway line. He also dedicated tourism facilities developed at Nathdwara under the Swadesh Darshan scheme. Later, the Prime Minister addressed a public meeting. He said, "The Congress has come to power by misleading the public, but they could not run the government." He said the Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot remains busy in protecting his government for the last 5 years, and half of the Congress remains engaged in protecting his chief ministership. The Prime Minister said the Congress remains engaged in internal disputes, leaving the public unattended. Mr. Modi said in the event of formation of a BJP government in the state, no public welfare scheme will be stopped and such schemes will continue. He said that action will be taken in the schemes where corruption exists. Taking on the state government over the law and order situation, Mr. Modi said Rajasthan has become the top state in the country in terms of crime and atrocities against women, which is a matter of concern. Mr. Modi said his government implemented one rank, one pension to the soldiers as soon as it came to power. Until now, 70,000 crore rupees have been given to the ex-servicemen under the OROP scheme. The Prime Minister said Mahatma Gandhi was an advocate of cleanliness and everyone should have participated in the program organized on his birthday. Later, the Prime Minister reached Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh and laid the foundation stone of various projects. The Bihar government today released the findings of its caste-based survey, which was undertaken in two phases this year. The officiating Chief Secretary of Bihar, Vivek Kumar Singh, released the data of the survey. The 101-page survey report says the population of the state is more than 13 crore and the biggest caste group is extremely backward caste, EBCs, which accounts for 36.01% of the state demography. According to findings of the survey, the backward caste BC population is 27.12% in the state and the scheduled caste SC constitutes 19.65% of the state population. The people of general category account for 15.52% in the state population. In terms of the lowest presentation of the caste-based group, the tribal population, which stands for 1.68% of the state population. The nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 154th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha was organized at Bapu's Samadhi at Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Meenakshi Lekhi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge were among those who offered floral tributes. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to a pair of scientists who developed the technology that paved the way for groundbreaking mRNA COVID vaccines. Professor Kathleen Carrico and Professor Drew Weissman will share the prize. The technology was experimental before the pandemic but has now been given to millions of people around the world. The same mRNA technology is now being researched for other diseases, including cancer. Carrico of Hungary and Weissman of the United States, long-standing colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania, have won a slew of awards for their research, including the prestigious Lasker Award in 2021, often seen as a precursor to the Nobel. In Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, India bagged 3 bronze medals today. This raises the overall tally to 56 medals, 13 gold, 21 silver and 22 bronze. India's women and men's speed skating relay team secured 2 bronze medals, while in table tennis, India picked up a historic bronze medal in the women's doubles tournament. And with that, we end this news bulletin.